It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura and someone now who has been on, count them, 10 top 40 singles now. That includes a number one and 8 platinum records. 1.75 billion streams on Spotify alone. Goodness knows what the tally is for all the other ways of listening to music. She is Becky Hill.
Hey, what an intro. Thank you, guys.
Wow, yes. It's your numbers. We're just reading them out.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good, right, those big numbers?
Yeah, that's amazing. Thanks, guys. Yep. That's really perked my day up.
Oh, well, glad to hear it. I hope it didn't need too much perking anyway. How's sort of lockdown 2 and 3 been?
It's been really rubbish. I felt super unemployed and I can't wait to get my life back.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about you, Becky, but my dogs have helped me through lockdown. And your little dog, you've been wearing matching outfits.
Yes, I did purchase a friendly furry being who has been an absolute joy to be around for the last few months. Has really, really helped. So our little baby pig, she's at daycare at the moment.
Bless.
Piggy Wiggy, Pingle Dingle, Winkle Picker.
What flavour dog is she?
A Pomeranian crossed with a French bulldog.
Oh, cute. A Frenchy pom. Pommy?
A Frenchy pom.
Pommy Frenchy pom.
Yeah. Hey, tell us about the new song then, because it's got to be exciting coming out of, you know, a weird time, but you've been creative and you've got something to share. Tell us about the new song Last Time.
I wrote it. There's yet another song about my boyfriend. And I wrote it all about getting back together with him for, funnily enough, the last time. It was created on a writing camp and I had all of my favourite writers and producers that I've been working with for the last 10 years. And I'd gather them all in the morning and I'd basically tell them my life story and give them stuff to write about. And I remember going into the room where Last Time was being written. And I was like, guys, this is brilliant. So I sat down with them. I wrote second verse with them. I put the vocal down and I think we knew we had something special from there.
KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura and our special guest, Becky Hill.
Becky Hill in the house. So Becky, hi. I feel like your name is really getting out there now. You know, it was featurings. It was, off The Voice. Yeah. But now Becky Hill is the name. It's the leading name on the tracks as well. So I think we need to really get the Hill mm-hmm. into it.
Yeah.
So this is the Becky Hill quiz. So I'm going to give you one word as a clue. You got to tell me what hill I'm talking about. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
You'll get this one. Miseducation.
Lauren.
Lauren Hill.
Yes.
What a voice there. Super bad.
Jonah.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Jonah Hill.
Really good.
All right. Okay. School.
Oh, school. Are you talking about summer, what's it, high?
No.
We
were looking for Grange Hill.
Oh, Grange Hill.
Listen, I was born in 94.
Yeah,
I barely remember.
We'll let
Grange
you off.
All right,
we'll
okay.
Let you
sorry,
off.
Guys.
All right.
Sorry.
Bookies.
William
Hill. On this being number one, by the way. And finally, in the Hill quiz, fight.
Fight. Oh.
think TV burp.
Oh, give me one.
Harry!
Yes!
I used to tell people he was my actual uncle when I was at school.
Yes, love it.
Brilliant.
Him and Benny.
I was going to do Benny, but since you didn't know Grange, I thought, no, I'm not even going to bother with Benny.
Uncle Harry and Uncle Benny, that's lovely.
That is what a good blag.
People used to believe me as well.
Did it open any doors for you?
I used to wear really big collars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Style icon.
It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura for a Monday morning with our special guest, Becky Hill, ready to play a game of Celebrity Say It. What kind of score would be a good score, though?
Let's have a look at female solo artists. We've got Anne-Marie on there. She scored 10. Mm. Rita Ora's played. She got 11. Nadine Coyle of Girls Aloud fame. She did well. She got 14. Also, Jess Glyn getting 14. Amelia Lilly, one of our highest scoring female artists. She got 16. Mm. And Jade from Little Mix. She got 14 as well.
Okay,
so.
Right.
What are the male artists?
Oh, let's
there?
Go. Okay. Right,
I like taking male scalps.
Good. Okay, I like this. This is good. Okay, we've got James Arthur. He's got 14. Niall Horan with 15. Ed Sheeran, he got 12.
Right. You said I kind of like all those people, actually.
Okay.
Well, so I would like to beat all of them.
Okay. All of them. Come on, Becky.
In a really nice, friendly way.
Okay, yes. Let's beat them in a friendly way that says I'm better than you in every possible way. Okay, now what we're going to do is give you 60 seconds. Starts now.
Say it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are what?
Numbers.
Yes, it's a bit like a plane, but it hovers. The thing that you would go
helicopter.
In. Like, yes, yes. It's the subject you do at school, not history. It's the one that's like similar
maths.
To that. It's about like countries and flags and stuff and rocks and things.
Me.
Yes, it's what you wear on your feet, the item of clothing that
Cheers.
You would wear. Yes, Gary Barlow's band. What are they? What are they
it's
called?
Like
yes, it's when you want to get a strike, you play the sport and you knock the pins
Football.
Over. No. Yes, yes. Jenny from the Block. What's her name? The singer.
Jello.
Yes, the person who looks after your money. They count your money for you and
bank.
Do your tax. Yes, yes. It's what you listen to music in. You put it on top of your body. Yes, yes, yes.
Speaker.
It's the yellow thing that sorts out dirt and stuff on building sites. It's like a scoop.
Oh, digger.
Yes, yes. She runs a laundrette in EastEnders. What's her name? The old lady.
Dot.
Yes, yes. It's the subject we spoke about before, but not geography. The other
Maths.
One that's back in the day.
History.
Yes, it's what you do when you see somebody. You move your hand to side to side and you
Wait.
Say hello. Yes.
Oh. How many did I get?
Let's
Please
do the count
me.
Back. Do the count back. Let's
okay.
find out.
Come on, Amelia Lilly.
You got you got number for 1, helicopter 2, geography 3, shoe 4, take that 5, bowling 6, J-Lo 7, accountant 8, headphones 9, digger 10, dot 11, history 12, and wave 13.
Oh, that is.
That puts you level with, though, Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, and all of Take That.
Yes, all of them together. Yes, beautifully played.
Brilliant.
That's good. Well, I like Gary.
Well, you have absolutely smashed it, as you have with the
Thanks,
tunes.
Guys.
We look forward to all the stuff and the tour rescheduled for later on this year. That's got to be exciting. What can people expect?
Oh, my God, the biggest party they've had
yes.
for the last 12 months.
Oh, we need it.
That may not be saying a lot, but we know what you mean.
And the debut album, that'll be toured as well. That's coming out this year, and it's all going to be on tour. 70% sold, so have a look for tickets near you and grab them quick.
Oh, what a beautiful
brilliant.
Sales pitch. She's almost a professional. It's beautiful and brilliant. Becky Hill.
Hey.
Thank you so much, guys.